Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Kicking off a new Neon Jazz show is the legendary Henry Mancini on a smoking song called Big Blowout from the 1961 original score off Breakfast at Tiffany's. Mancini was a composer, conductor, and arranger best remembered for his film and television scores. He won a record number of Grammy Awards with 20, plus a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 95. His best-known works include the jazz idiom theme to the Pink Panther film series, along with back-to-back Academy Awards for the songs Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's and Days of Wine and Roses from the 1962 film Days of Wine and Roses. Mancini recorded over 90 albums in styles ranging from big band to light classical to pop. He was also a concert performer, conducting over 50 engagements per year, resulting in 600 symphony performances during his lifetime. Mancini had occasional experiences with cameo and voice roles. Shortly before his death in 1994, he made an one-off cameo appearance in the first season of the sitcom series, Frasier. Nice work, Henry. Glad you could join us on a new episode of Neon Jazz, a full hour of cool jazz tunes. Thanks for joining me. This is Joe Domino, your radio host, bringing you the world of jazz as we know it. Coming to you from the home of Ida Macbeth and the Phoenix Jazz Club, Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Charlie Christensen, Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Eric Dolphy, and much more. Let's keep the music spinning here. This one is Fletcher Henderson with the 1926 song Hot Mustard.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the song Blue Point Tango from the late 90s Kansas City jazz band, the Malachi Papers, off their disc Bone and Horn. The band, composed of Mark Sutherland, Mike Dillon, and Brad Hauser, had eclectic backgrounds and diverse vantages on music and improvisation. Their collective musical styles and innovative approaches helped push the boundaries of jazz. They drew on a host of influences, from jazz standards to grooves to outright cliches. They were an evolving group, always exploring new ways to deliver jazz. I caught these guys several times at the old Cup and Saucer in the River Market and was lured in by how well they all came together as a group. The brainchild of the band, Mark Sutherland, used to manipulate an old 8-track tape as a part of his background sounds to add to the distinct flavor of the music they delivered. A very cool band that unfortunately is no more. Into the music we go some more. Here's old Wingy Minone and his orchestra doing the 1936 song, Is It True What They Say About Dixie?
About Dixie,
yeah. Of course it's true, Wingy.
Does the sun really shine all the time?
Shine all year round.
Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door?
Why,
do the folks keep eating possum until they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about that swanee?
You ever swim in the swanee?
Is a dream by the stream so sublime? Do they laugh and do they love?
Plenty of that.
Like they say in every song. If it's true, honey, that's where I belong. Thank you.
The great Eric Dolphy teaming up with Booker Little on a classic 1960 album, Far Cry, with the track Miss Anne. Dolphy was a free jazz alto saxophonist, flutist, and bass clarinetist. Dolphy was one of several multi-instrumentalists to gain prominence in the 1960s. He was also the first important bass clarinet soloist in jazz, and among the earliest influence in flute soloists. His improvisational style was characterized by the use of wide intervals, in addition to using an array of extended techniques to reproduce human and animal-like effects with almost literally made his instruments speak. Likely a very big influence on the Malachi Papers we heard before. Up next on Neon Jazz, Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians give us the 1931 song, River, Stay Away From My Door.
Thank you. don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone.
That was the delightful Norah Jones with the song Don't Know Why off her debut 2002 album, Come Away With Me. This Blue Notes record release won the singer-songwriter 5 Grammy Awards and has sold over 20 million throughout the years. Since then, she has released 3 more albums with critical acclaim. Jones, who is the daughter of Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar, has always had an affinity for the music of Bill Evans and Billie Holiday. She once said, "My mom had this 8-album Billie Holiday set. I picked out one disc that I liked and played that over and over again." She considers Willie Nelson her mentor. She's going to be around for a long time, and we're all going to benefit from it. Up next, Illinois Jacquet with Still King off the 2007 album, The Blues, That's Me.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the Spontaneous Music Ensemble with the 1966 song ED's Message off the album Challenge. Referred to as SME, they were a loose collection of free improvising musicians that convened beginning in the early 60s by the late South London-based jazz drummer and trumpeter John Stevens and alto and soprano saxophonist Trevor Watts. SME's performances and recordings could range from Stevens-Watts duos to gatherings of more than a dozen players. They emphasized an extremely open, leaderless aspect where a premium was placed on careful and considerate listening on the part of the musicians. Very cool. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is a track off the 2000 Ken Burns Best of Jazz album based on the very cool documentary. It is the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra doing Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
That was some fine guitar plucking there. Mr. Charlie Christensen with As Long As I Live off the 1940 album, The Genius of the Electric Guitar. The Oklahoma City native Charlie Christensen was a swing and jazz guitarist. He was an important early performer on the electric guitar and is cited as a key figure in the development of bebop and cool jazz. He gained national exposure as a member of the Benny Goodman Sextet and Orchestra from 39 to 41. His single-string style technique combined with amplification helped bring the guitar out of the rhythm section and into the forefront as a solo instrument. As a tribute to his wide range of influence, in 1990, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Good times. Up next, another tune off the Best of Ken Burns jazz disc featuring Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke performing Singing the Blues. Finish this show off in style with the mid-60s tune Baya from Thelonious Sphere Monk. Thanks again for joining us. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Let us know what you think by reaching us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.